Big Brother is back. No, not the TV show. Thank God. The George Orwell classic, 1984. But did 1984 ever really leave us? Or is it more prevalent now than it's ever been? Shake and Stir Theatre Company brings 1984 to the stage with a fiercely physical performance style alongside an arresting audio-visual design. It's a razor-sharp reimagining with an eerie resonance of today's surveillance culture. This chilling edge-of-your-seat political thriller hits the Parramatta Riverside Theatre stage from the 25th to the 26th of July. Joining us now is cast member Michael Wally. Hey, Michael, how are you going?
Good morning. I'm great, thanks. How are you going?
You are sounding incredibly positive, considering the fact that you're going to be in a production of 1984.
That's right. Yeah, you really have to turn it on and off when you're jumping on and off stage in this one, that's for sure.
What drew you to want to be part of this production?
Oh, Shake and Stir Theatre Company have been going for 15, 20 years creating magical pieces of theatre. I've always wanted to work with them, and fortunately this one came up at just the right time for both me and the company, and I really wanted to work on this production too. As you mentioned, it's a gripping piece and a thriller.
Yes.
And I get to play Winston Smith, the lead role, who doesn't leave the stage for the entirety of the piece. So I really wanted you to create that surveillance feel. All the bells and whistles here. We've got the telly screens that, you know, George Orwell invented the concept of, but we have them live on stage with us in multimedia, and there's parts that are very filmic,
yeah,
within the theatre piece as well. So there's lots of different elements for everybody to dive into. The soundscape is incredibly scary and eerie and beautiful as well, to create that oppression, but also that the little bits of hope and levity that I mentioned before. Mm. It all comes together with such a feast.
And you've got a very talented cast there here with you on this one too, Michael.
We sure do. And how lucky, because we're touring around for essentially 8 months of this year regionally, and the cast are just, yeah, incredible playmates. Some of the cast are playing three or four roles around Winston at once and shape-shifting themselves around, which is really tricky but also really fun for them.
And before this, you were in a production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Are you going to do something that might make you a bit happier next?
Yeah, well, I mean, Harry Potter was a joyous affair too. I mean, we had 1,400 excited fans coming to watch us in a show that's beloved.
I thought you might have been the Cursed Child in that one, seeing as you're the cursed adult in 1984.
maybe I just switched around. We're playing Ron Weasley. He's a beloved character too. But
oh, were you Ron? Were you?
I was. Yeah.
Ah,
so
yeah.
I mean, no pressure, right? Ron Weasley and Winston Smith are both beloved and well researched and characters within our literary world. So we have to shape up and get it right.
Ron might have had a happier ending than Winston from 1984.
I think so. Yep, he had a couple of alternate endings, which is pretty fun. But yes, yeah, you're right.
But this is wonderful stuff. So great to know that you're going to be on stage there with 1984. And it is one of those things where, although ideally we wouldn't live in a world where all of the things from 1984 were still so eerily relevant, I'm so glad that you and everyone there as part of the Shake and Stir Theatre Company will be bringing it to life there at the Parramatta Riverside Theatre from the 25th to 26th of July. riversideparramatta.com.au is the place to get tickets. I'll put links to every other bit of information about that one online. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me.
Chookers to you. Chookers, my friend.